higher returns over time. Investing in stocks will see you grow your wealth efficiently and faster over time. The stock market is very volatile. However, as long as you are patient and have a long-term mindset, you will be fine. Smart way to invest stocks. Have a long-term mindset. Do not lose heart when the stock market falls. Diversify and avoid penny stocks. Chapter 1. What is an index fund? An index fund can be described as a kind of mutual fund with holdings that track or match a certain market index. You can have a diversified portfolio and earn significant returns with this kind of investment. The reason is that index funds are not in competition with the market. They are, instead, trying to be the market. That is, buying stocks of all the listed firms on the index and therefore reflecting the index's performance. Index funds are helpful in balancing the risk in the portfolio of an investor. Market swings are usually less volatile throughout the index, unlike with individual stocks. They allow you to buy the entire market indirectly. With an index fund, you buy the securities making up the entire index. An index fund usually buys shares from all companies that are listed on an index. An investor then buys shares from that fund, and its value will reflect the losses and gains of the index that is being tracked. You win by accepting defeat. There is a high likelihood that you will not outperform the market when you pick individual stocks. Even experienced investors do not. According to research from 2001 to 2016, over 90% of active fund managers actually underperformed their benchmark index. You have a better chance of meeting market gains than you have of beating the market. That is the major purpose of index funds. Index funds are becoming more popular among investors. Actively managed exchange-traded funds and mutual funds saw outflows of almost $514 billion. Passively managed funds, on the other hand, saw about $1.6 trillion in new money from April 2014 to April 2017. The increased popularity of passive investing and robo-advisors are responsible for this. There are index funds across different asset classes. An investor can acquire funds that focus on a specific sector, such as technology or companies with a large, medium, or small capital value. These indexes may not be as diversified as the broadest index market, but they are still diversified. What is in it for you? Although individual stocks rise and fall, indexes rise with time. You may not get an insane profit during a bear market with index funds, but you will also not lose your money in one investment. With index funds, there are fewer fees that reduce your returns. For index funds, the expense ratios, cost of management and commissions of your account, are lower. This is because they are easier to run than managed accounts. You will not be paying someone to assess financial statements. You diversify your portfolio with index funds. Index funds, just like other mutual funds, spread risk and offer investors more choice among riskier and conservative investments, and also a wider mix of asset classes and industries. It is easy to understand index funds. It may be a little difficult to understand most investing strategies. However, what you see with index funds is exactly what you get. Chapter 2. How to invest in index funds. Index mutual funds are an easy, affordable, and diversified option of investing in the stock market. When you buy an index fund, as an investor, you get a variety of